priority on the phone right now is author W. Bruce Cameron. His new book, A Dog's Perfect Christmas, a novel, is out in stores now, and he happens to be on the phone. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hey, great. I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. A great week because we just came out with this book, and it's doing great.
Well, I'll say it is great. I think you were going to say this great book, but I really, it's my first time reading one of your books.
Oh, wow. You're the one.
Yep.
Better late than never, Mark.
You know what I did after I read this book?
Tell me.
I went and watched The Dog's Purpose.
Oh.
And I cried my eyes out.
Well, thanks. A Dog's Perfect Christmas is a lot different than A Dog's Purpose, but dogs and I seem to come together in literature all the time.
Yeah, that movie, A Dog's Purpose, just for a quick second, is so sweet, but it's also sad, but it's also, you know, life. So it's when you have a pet.
I think so. I think that there's a lot going on in a Dog's Purpose. A lot of people have to have the Kleenex handy when they watch it, but I also think it's very uplifting, and it's got it has a real important message.
And that dog was great in that movie.
Yes, you could totally bought him as a dog. Great dog actor.
Do you for that movie? Did you just sell the rights, or did you have anything to do with the writing of the movie? Were you on set at all, or did you just sell the rights and that was it?
You know, I'm pretty fortunate. A Dog's Purpose, the sequel, A Dog's Journey, and the other movie, A Dog's Way Home. All three of those were adapted from my books by my screenwriting partner, Catherine Michon, and me working together. There have been, of course, it's a movie, so there have been other people who sometimes get their fingers in the pie. But in the end, it was Catherine and me who mapped out the first draft of that screenplay. So we were there on set, and we were, when it comes to A Dog's Way Home, we were sitting in tents on the side of a mountain in freezing cold winter weather while they were shooting the winter scenes. And we were sitting there with laptops in our laps writing what we were working on, even while the movie was being made. And we're hoping that we can make a screenplay and movie out of A Dog's Perfect Christmas.
Yeah. So I think we can all relate to your story. I'm reading your bio, and you've always been a dog lover. 8 years old. I was probably about eight when I got my first cat, or maybe a little younger. Again, you know, you think they're going to live forever, but there's that one day when you just have to say goodbye to them, and, you know, it affects you. And I'm reading your bio, and, you know, you were 8 years old with your 9-week-old Labrador puppy, and then, you know, you had to say goodbye to him one day, like we all do. And I'm looking at this picture with you, and I assume that's your first dog. Is it a German Shepherd?
That's Molly, the Wonder Dog. No, That's not my first dog. My first dog, 8 years old, was a long time ago for me.
Yeah.
I was just looking at a black and white picture of of the day when we got that dog the first time. Long time ago. But I have had dogs pretty much ever since.
And it also worked to your advantage being a dog lover, having gone through it, because the woman you were dating in 2008, is she the same one you ended up marrying?
Yeah, she's also my screenwriting partner,
yeah.
So she's just sort of a one-stop shop for me. A Dog's Purpose came to be because she was determined that she would not ever get another dog because she had lost one, and it's a very bad, very bad day. And so I told her a story that was designed to let her know that the love that she had with her first dog is available to her if she'll just open her heart to another animal. And she did. And so we do have a dog. His name is Tucker. And she liked the story so much, she married me. Yeah. And then she was the one who said, "You've got to turn that into a book." She said, that's your next book. So I wrote A Dog's Purpose. And then I've been writing dog books ever since.
Isn't that the toughest thing? You lose a pet, and you just don't think you can ever get another one sometimes. Or you say to somebody that's lost their animal, "Well, you're going to get another dog?" oh, I just lost my dog. I can't even think about something like that right now. And it's just a tough decision or a tough thing to say, even to remotely maybe bring up to somebody.
It is tough, but I have to say when we adopted Tucker, I thought, why did I wait so long? And because I did. I waited a little bit after my dog Carly died before I got my next dog, Tucker. And now I can't figure out why I waited.
Well, the new book, A Dog's Perfect Christmas, a novel, is in stores now. Came out this past Tuesday. It's a story of the Goss family. There we go. Not Gross. Goss family. There's four people in the house. They're all going through situations. I'm not counting the 3-year-old twins. There's Sander, the granddad who lost his wife a couple of years ago and is just still depressed about it, living with his son Hunter and his wife Juliana, their daughter Ello, who's a teenager, and the two twins, Garrett and Ewan. And then there's Winston, the dog, Sander's dog, who still loves Sander, and we get to hear from Winston his point of view of what he's feeling and thinking and missing Sander, doing the things they used to do, and missing his mom, who used to be there. He used to smell her. They used to go out in the car for drives. And it centers around this family, and I'm going to let you take it from there and give a little bit more about the story.
Well, the family the Goss family is a pretty normal family.
Yeah.
You just described a pretty normal configuration of a family, and they have real problems communicating with each other. And mom, Juliana, she holds the whole thing together. She's the one that's in charge. And when she gets sick and has to go to the hospital, the family faces not just Christmas without her planning it, but more that they face having to get along without the glue that has kept them together all this time. So the husband, Hunter, his job is going very poorly. Looks like he's going to lose his job. His father, Sander, is the grandpa, and Sander's grumpy and depressed and suicidal. And Eloise is an eighth grade girl, and the eighth grade is pretty much hard for everybody. So they're just in the middle of their own stuff, and now they've got to come together and try to figure out a way to get not just Christmas but life going without mom being able to do everything for them. And it develops in a very surprising fashion, especially when a little puppy shows up. A lost puppy is adopted into the family, and that is either going to ruin everything, it's going to make it that much harder, or it's going to be what fixes everything, and it's not clear when that puppy shows up exactly which way it's going to go. But it's, ultimately, it's a feel-good family movie designed for people who enjoy the idea of puppies and holidays and family. We could all use a little uplifting, happy stuff right now. Maybe it's just, maybe you're a little depressed over some of the world events and you just would like to take a break from all that. That's what A Dog's Perfect Christmas is for, is to make you realize that whatever is going on, your family is really important and they are there. And most importantly, your dogs are there.
Yeah, I love how you wrote Wednesday, because I often wonder what my dog is thinking. He's lying down over on his little bed right now that he's adopted as his bed on the fireplace, by the fireplace as a sleeping bag. And years ago, I put that there, and he just adopted that as his place. But I often wonder what he's thinking. And then I loved how you wrote the 3-year-old twins, just the way they were speaking baby speak, but still talking and trying to learn words. I thought that was pretty cool.
They are they're twin forces of destruction, those twins. Twin boys, man. That's that's pretty crazy.
Are they based on anyone you know?
I have twin grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
And so yes, it's based on those boys.
People can follow you online at wbrucecameron.com. At Twitter, W. Bruce Cameron, although I looked at your Twitter page today, it doesn't look like you've been pretty active on that page for a while.
I don't tweet. I'm not a tweeter in chief. I don't think to tweet. I mean, I do have a lot going on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I never, it's just not me.
Yeah, Instagram, A Dog's Purpose, and Facebook is w.bruce.cameron. So any word if anybody interested? This, I know this book just came out, but sometimes the pre-word, you know, any interest yet, even though all these crazy times, any interest from anybody about the rights for this one?
We have meetings coming up to go out to the studios here in Hollywood and see if anybody wants to make a movie out of A Dog's Perfect Christmas. Hmm.
I would think you probably have a pretty good relationship with Universal, so I'm assuming they're probably maybe one of the ones you're going to talk to.
I would think that they would definitely be on the list.
Before I let you go here, have you started working on your next book? Will it be another dog's book next year? You do one book a year?
I do actually about 7 books a year because I have a children's series. I write the Puppy Tales, which are younger reader books, and then chapter books for the even younger kids called Lily to the Rescue. And I've got, we're coming out with 4 Lily to the Rescue books next year and 1 Puppy Tale or 2. We haven't decided yet. And then I will be doing, I'll have a book out in May.
Wow. So, I mean, are you just able to kind of just whip, I know they're kids' books, but are they, you're just able to whip them out? Because that's a lot of books for 1 year. Some authors can only write one book every 2 years.
It's a process. I get into the mindset of trying to do more than one book at a time.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, that's okay. I can multitask like that. Every book's in a different stage. So that's how I did it. For A Dog's Perfect Christmas, I started writing it in August of 2019, and it just came out in October of 2020. So that's about how long it takes to go from me sitting down and typing the first word to having it in the bookstores.
Do you give them to your wife to read before you send them off? Is she like your editor, proofreader?
Oh, absolutely. Catherine, when I'm done with something, it doesn't feel done until I've handed it to Catherine and gotten her notes on it. Absolutely.
And then by the time you fix it and send it in, is it usually pretty good with the editors, or do they usually come up with some stuff that they want you to tweak?
Oh, the process is a lot of back and forth. I mean, there's always, writing is rewriting, and I hate reading books that I have published, because once they're published, you kind of can't fix them. And I always read sentences, and I'm like, oh, I could have written that so much better. So that's the downside to my profession, is that it never really feels like you're done with a book. You just eventually stop working on it, and then you go on to the next.
Well, A Dog's Perfect Christmas, again, is in stores now. And if people want to go back and watch your dog movies, they're great. Have some, like we said earlier, have some Kleenex handy, because they're sad, but they're real life. So they're definitely worth a watch. I'm glad I went back and watched it. I really enjoyed that movie.
Oh, good. Yes. People have found during a time of COVID that it's really a good idea to snuggle with the family and turn on and watch a dog movie. They're just they're uplifting and fun, and it just makes for a nicer,
well, Bruce,
a nicer time when you're stuck inside.
I appreciate the time today, Bruce. Again, A Dog's Perfect Christmas is in stores now. Give your dog a treat for me, and hopefully we'll talk to you again in the future.
All right, excellent. Thanks very much.
All righty, bye-bye.